Good morning, and thank you for joining me for Cleveland Connection. Joining me this morning is...
Matt Long, HVAC Program Chair from Remington College.
Okay, so I know we've had Remington College on before. Just give me a quick little background about Remington College and where you're located, and then we're going to get right into air conditioning tips, info. It's hot out there. It's not that hot. Today, it's going to be that hot. Tomorrow or the next week. So first, tell me a little bit about Remington College and a little bit about what you do there and your position, and then we'll go from there.
Well, Remington College is located at I-480 and Broadway Avenue. Remington College Cleveland campus offers both diploma and associate degree programs. The program provides in-depth training to prepare students for entry-level positions into residential and commercial heating and cooling companies, refrigeration companies, as well as introducing them to the basic concepts of operating a small business. The program also is a combination of classroom and hands-on education in operating, troubleshooting, maintenance, and installation of HVAC systems to help prepare students for employment.
So basically, I've read more than one article about, we have a lot of computer people, we have a lot of graphic artists, but we don't have anybody that's welding and putting in your air conditioning and your furnace and helping with plumbing and things. Don't we need, aren't there tons of jobs out there? Tell me about that.
There is way more jobs than what we can actually fill. The industry itself is a huge need, huge demand for HVAC professionals. It's a trade where you get to do hands-on and computer-based elements. I mean, you can do so many different paths with your career with this industry, and it's just in dire need of great people to come into the industry.
Tell me a little bit about your position. How many people are under you? Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Well, there's myself and six other faculty members who are instructors for the HVAC program. I'm in charge of that, and along with the, we have about a little over 100 students there currently enrolled.
That's a lot. They're all thinking about their future.
Yes.
They just got finished high school, correct?
High school or beyond. I mean, okay. We have folks who are older and farther along in life. They just want a new change.
And you can, so it doesn't matter how old you are.
No,
if you were like 40
not.
Years old, you're like, I'm tired of being a lawyer. I want to do, can you say what HVAC is? I think I know what it is. I might not even,
Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning.
Okay, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Okay, so we got that out of the way. I should have done that earlier on. So you're dying for career. So if there's anyone listening right now, or if you have kids that are trying to think about what they want to do in life, this is a great job, and you're never going to be without work, it sounds like.
I have done this for over 21 years now, and I have never been jobless.
And you are now like a professor, basically.
Right.
So you're not even getting dirty, so to speak. Maybe
correct.
Once in a while.
Once in a blue moon, yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about these tips and some of the things. Okay, so I just asked you, I had water on my floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the coincidence of you coming
right,
in. It's
right.
Beautiful. Thank you, God. So I have water on my floor when my air conditioning is running. Tell me what's going on.
Well, basically, an air conditioner is a dehumidifier for your home or your business. So it tries to pull the moisture out of the air because it's so humid here in Ohio. It tries to do that first. So that moisture has to collect somewhere and collects into a drain pan, which is probably what your issue is now, is your pan is not letting that water out to the floor drain like it's supposed to.
But why?
Well, over time, stuff grows and drains, as we know. Algae and other things get in there and kind of start getting stuff clogged up a little bit.
Okay. So then it would be as simple as, well, if you know how to do it yourself, it's pretty easy, or do you hire someone to come out?
I would hire someone at least the first time and ask them to make an easier access for you to get in there and annually clean out that drain.
Okay.
Or even better, you can also have an annual contract with someone to come out and do it for you annually.
Okay. So that's probably the best way.
Just preventative.
Like yes. Basic maintenance, because you don't want that to break down
right.
on you. So let's talk about some more tips and just for the average person who's never even had an air. I've never had a central AC before. Because I lived up north. We didn't really need
right.
it up there. So this is all new to me. Talk about some tips.
Well, basically, the easy stuff that as homeowners you can do is changing your air filter. I would say once a month in the summertime. Some other folks might say 2 or 3 months. But once a month is always safe. So changing your filter quite regularly in the summer and in the winter, too. For your outside units, make sure that you don't have weeds growing around the outdoor unit. Don't put a fence around it. Don't put, you know, flowers and pots and stuff like that. It needs to breathe quite well. And also having that clean once a year outside will also help it stay cooler, work better, work way more efficiently. Because the worst thing about summer is the cost of your electric bill itself.
I know this is summertime, but people in the wintertime cover their outside unit with a tarp and duct tape. Are you supposed to do that?
It's a matter of opinion. You can. It doesn't harm anything. Just don't forget to take it back off
when the summer hits.
But these units are made to be outside. Okay. I mean, that the snow will not hurt them because they're not running in the wintertime. Hopefully not running in the wintertime anyway.
I just assume those were the neat-nicky people that have to have things exactly perfect all the time, you know.
No comment.
Okay. Okay. So the filters that you were talking about, those are the type of things you get at the hardware store.
Correct.
You know, and YouTube, could people look things up on YouTube about their own specific furnace?
Some things, just don't go too far into it because... Okay. It can be. I mean, we're dealing with high voltage power. We're dealing with gas. The refrigerant for air conditioners is EPA protected. I mean, we need to be careful with that. We have to be licensed through the EPA to even touch that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So
we need to be very careful with that, with how far you go.
And just so call your regular guy and that type of thing.
So much easier.
Okay.
Safer.
Yes, safer. Absolutely.
Other than that, I do recommend programmable thermostats. That's the thermostats where you can put your time in there. So, like, if you go to work a certain time during the day, you can let your AC kind of bump up a little bit, mm-hmm. so it doesn't run as much. Also, it can come on like an hour before you come home, start cooling the house down back for you. That will save you a lot of money in the long run. Ceiling fans are a great option to have running in the summertime because the ventilation from a ceiling fan itself, along with the air conditioner, will make you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The drier we stay, the more comfortable we stay.
What's your recommended temperature to keep it at? I know it's a personal preference, but
right.
as far as saving electricity and still remaining cool, what's the sweet spot?
75.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So if your AC is in tip-top shape, is sized properly, is running the way it should, at 75 degrees, you should feel quite comfortable.
Especially since, like you said, when it's hot outside, it's most likely humid. And
very
so if
humid.
You just take that moisture out of the air, 75
yep.
feels great.
Feels wonderful. Your body automatically thinks that it's a lot cooler than the 75.
Okay.
Curtains and those thermal curtains are a great idea too. Those do actually work. I've used them personally. Curtains are a great way to keep that sunlight out. No one wants a dark house in the mm-hmm. summertime. But, you know, during the evening hours when that sun's coming down and beating in, you know, your west side of your house,
mm-hmm.
it's great to have them on.
That's
just to help keep that cool. Because saving money is a comfort in itself. And I also recommend try to do more cooking outside on your barbecue. Using the oven in a house is a large heat load. And mm-hmm. using your cooktop is also a large heat load. And most guys like to grill anyway.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, I like to do like a cold salad type thing, and then we just put some meat out on the grill, and that's it, you
yep.
know? Or I eat sandwiches a lot in the summertime.
Yes.
You
yep.
know? Just
sandwiches
don't want to get hot.
Yeah.
So let's say if someone has questions about Remington College, and they have maybe, you know, they heard us talking about this, they're thinking about starting a new career, or they're just out of high school, and they just want to ask a few questions to an actual human being, who can they call?
They can call the campus office and talk to admissions, and those folks will walk you through. They'll give you a tour of the campus. There's multiple programs that are offered at Remington, and they can get in there and talk to them and see what all it,
right.
it takes.
Is there a website and phone number you can tell me right now?
So they can get a hold of us at remingtoncollege.edu on the internet, or call the campus at 216-502-3035.
And the can you give us the address one more time?
Address is 14445 Broadway Avenue here in Cleveland.
So it's remingtoncollege.edu.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number is 216-502-3035. So if you're looking for a new career, Remington College has HVAC, and they have a lot more. So if you're just thinking about something new, if you're first getting out of high school, you know, you want a nice career for yourself. One more time with the website and phone number.
Website is remingtoncollege.edu, and that is for the Cleveland campus. And the phone number is 216-502-3035.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining me today. And let's talk again next year.
Thanks, Michelle.
Or let's talk in the fall for heating.
Good idea.
Okay, great.